Orsman opened its first car dealership in 1921. Now, over 100 years and many dealerships later, Orsman of Virginia can proudly say that when it comes to your car buying needs, if you want it, we've got it. Saving, selection, and service? Check. Lifetime engine guarantees and car washes? Check. Loaner cars and free Virginia inspections? Check and check. See, over the past 100 years, we've learned that to succeed in business, we've got to keep our customers happy. And that's the Orsman story.
Orsman Chantilly Toyota. Let's ride together.
Orsman opened its first car dealership in 1921. Now, over 100 years and many dealerships later, Orsman of Virginia can proudly say that when it comes to your car buying needs, if you want it, we've got it. Saving, selection, and service? Check. Lifetime engine guarantees and car washes? Check. Loaner cars and free Virginia inspections? Check and check. See, over the past 100 years, we've learned that to succeed in business, we've got to keep our customers happy. And that's the Orsman story.
Orsman Fairfax Toyota. Let's ride together.
Hey guys, what's up? This is Josh Norman.
This is Joe Gibbs.
You listen to Redskins Talk
with J.P. Finley.
What up, everybody? J.P. Finley, Redskins Talk Podcast. It is Monday morning. It is Combine Week. It's time to get serious. We're ready to get serious, or as serious as things get on this podcast. I am joined. It's been way too long. The local celebrity, Mitch Tischler. What's up, dude?
What's up, guys? Happy to be back.
How long has it been?
2 weeks, maybe.
Where have you been?
I've been traversing the world.
Yeah, I saw you went skiing.
I was skiing last weekend.
Did you ski, or did you just tube, or whatever you call that?
We actually hiked.
You didn't.
Skied.
Hike.
Snow tubed, and then skied again.
You didn't hike.
You basically competed in the Olympics.
No, it was like a triathlon of winter sports.
Pete is here. He's already spoken before he was spoken to.
Just wanted to say hi to my friend Mitch, JP. Sorry, that's not allowed.
Before we get going, a little housekeeping. We are very, very close to podcast party. Pete, you know, I think last I saw it was over 140.
I think it was 145. We're inching. Right. We are so close.
Folks, you're close. Good friend Adam Hordell has lined up a bar. He has lined up a date, I think.
Ding, ding, ding,
we
ding,
are,
ding.
We are, this thing
Do
is.
Do they sell beer at that bar by
This thing
chance?
Is inches away. We are, it is, we are inches away from the goal line. So we need a few more reviews. Make it happen, folks. And then we will have a night that most of us will forget, but it will be a lot of fun.
Lawyers will forget it too.
Lawyers aren't invited unless you're a cool lawyer. Cool lawyers.
Three IPA, Rich Tandler, rowdy JP Finley. Things are going to happen.
Two Budweiser, anymore, Pete.
Dude. I don't get rowdy anymore. I'm a new man. I've retired. It's
you
Monday
retired?
Morning. I'm focused.
Monday morning scaries are hitting you, huh?
Yeah, something like
rough,
that.
Rough weekend.
All right. I want to start with a cool project that I think Mitch maybe is heading up. I don't know exactly. A lot of people do a lot of cool shit around here. So thank you to all parties involved. We are doing. We've come up with a list of 16 possible first-round picks. So the Redskins pick at 13. We have 16 names of who they might take at 13. And we're going brackets, man. Everybody loves brackets.
We love the brackets.
It's almost March.
It is, yeah.
No, dude, it's not March.
It's almost March.
So we're going first-round pick bracket. Tischler, take it away.
Starting up today. Today's the day. And our first matchup today is going to be Roquan Smith versus Calvin Ridley.
Roquan Smith is Rich Tandler's guy. He will definitely be voting for him.
I'm sure he is. He's been all in on Roquan. We did like little previews of each of these guys, and I did. So Tandler's involved, Ben Standing's involved, Charlie Casserly, you know.
All the faces that you love on NBC Sports Washington are going to be involved, breaking down the picks, breaking down the guys. Talking about who they think fit where.
So I got to do Roquan, and I got to do Calvin Ridley. I think Roquan would certainly be a fit. He's big, he's athletic, he's strong, he's a tackling machine, and he makes big plays in big games. I go back to how he played in that Alabama game in the title game. Even though they lost, he had 2.5 tackles for loss. He had a sack. I think he had like 12 tackles. In the Oklahoma game that they won, the Final Four game, he wasn't that good in the first half. But he was lights out in the
Dominant
second half of that,
that
game.
Second half.
And I think he was the leader of that Bulldogs team that was really, really good. I think Roquan would be a fit for them. kind of depends what happens with Zach Brown. And we'll know what happens with Zach Brown long before the draft comes around. I think if you spend some money to keep Zach, I don't know that you go inside linebacker at 13 because you got Mason, you got Zach. Not that Roquan on a rookie deal doesn't have a lot of value. It's hard to project that until we know what happens with Zach Brown.
You know, in baseball, you talk about that up-the-middle defense. You got the catcher, pitcher, center fielder. You want those guys to be solid.
Talking about pitchers and catchers, Mitch?
We're talking about pitchers and catchers. We're in the spring. Things are happening. But you got John Allen in the middle. Then you got potentially Zach Brown.
John Allen's DN. He's not in the middle. He's a 3-4 DN.
All right. Killing me on that?
No, but if you're going with this analogy, then the guy you need is Vita Vea up the middle.
I'm talking about the D line being short up, middle of your defense is short up. Things are looking good at the run defense, which has always been a struggle for this defense.
Sure.
That's where I was going with it.
So, but if the matchup is Roquan Smith versus Calvin Ridley, I say Roquan Smith should win the matchup because after drafting Josh Doctson 2 years ago, I just don't think the Skins can go receiver again in the first round.
And by the way, just the fans will be the ones deciding these matchups.
How do they vote, Pete?
It will be a retweet or like graphic. We put them out every 3 or 4 days. You'll find them at NBCS Redskins on
Twitter.
Is
that like we did with the Fan of the Year stuff?
Yeah, it's going to be similar to Fan of the Year. These videos that JP, Ben, Rich, and all of them are doing will supplement those, give you the information that you need to make your pick. But ultimately, what we say will only influence you. You will decide, and we'll kind of whittle it down until we find out who the first-round pick is the Redskins fans want to see in April.
But the good part is you guys get to vote, and that should be fun. This, I have a feeling I'm going to scream when I see these next set of rankings. Pete that doesn't know who anybody is and is 20 years old.
I had Mitch consult.
For the record, I consulted on these.
Special advisor.
We'll see.
God willing, I don't
see.
God willing,
so what do you have, Pete? You have the rankings of first-round picks of the last 20 years or something?
So the Redskins have made 15 first-round picks in the 2000s, and I ranked them in gallery form on NBCSportsWashington.com.
All right, shut up, dude. We're gonna pick through. We're gonna pick through Pete's rankings. Real quick word.
What Makes You Smile is brought to you by Dominion National. For anyone that needs dental and vision benefits, I have a one-stop shop for you. TeethKeeperSave.com. TeethKeeperSave.com offers dental and vision benefits for everyone with plans starting under $7 a month. Don't have benefits through your employer? Are you self-employed and need dental and vision benefits? TeethKeeperSave.com has various plans for individuals to choose from. Visit TeethKeeperSave.com today and enroll in minutes.
Oarsman opened its first car dealership in 1921. Now, over 100 years and many dealerships later, Oarsman of Virginia can proudly say that when it comes to your car buying needs, if you want it, we've got it. Saving, selection, and service? Check. Lifetime engine guarantees and car washes? Check. Loaner cars and free Virginia inspections? Check and check. See, over the past 100 years, we've learned that to succeed in business, we've got to keep our customers happy. And that's the Oarsman story.
Oarsman Ford Lincoln. Let's ride together.
All right, Pete, present the rankings. I need to look at these. Can you email them to me?
No, sorry. I'm just going to read them. You're going to have to actually listen to me talk for once.
Oh, God.
15th, easy one, Patrick Ramsey, 2002.
We're starting at 15? Is the list 1 to 15?
Yeah, let's start at 7.
Brian Arakpo is your 7th best first-round pick of the 2000s.
All right, keep going.
Number 6, Brandon Scherff. Number 5, LeVar Arrington.
Eesh.
Number 4, Ryan Kerrigan, 2011. Number 3, I had a tough one with this, Sean Taylor. Number 2, there's 2 left tackles remaining. I put Chris Samuels 2nd and Trent Williams as your best first-round pick the Redskins have made in the 2000s.
Whew. All right.
RG3 was 8,
I was wondering,
by the way.
Where's RG3?
And Jonathan Allen I have at 9, but he could definitely end up higher as he gets older.
Before we get going, we had Rod Gardner at 14. And
yeesh.
At 14. He didn't.
Guess who's right next to him? Josh Doctson, who will stay there if he doesn't improve in the years to come. JP, what issues do you have? Because you've never agreed with me ever.
Chris Samuels was really durable, man.
He was.
Chris Samuels is really good.
So my tiebreaker for that was Trent has as many Pro Bowl nods as Samuels did in his career in two fewer seasons.
I have a couple interesting stats I wanted to throw out that as we were researching Redskins at the combine.
Am I crazy that I know it was only 1 year, But Robert was really good in 2012.
So in our discussions, I had RG3 ranked a little bit higher. Pete dropped him down. Understandably, I understand where the fatigue for RG3 is, but he was real good for that year, and his play and making the playoffs has not been a regular occurrence for the Redskins over the past 17 years. So getting him there as a rookie was a pretty big deal.
Well, and dude, LeVar?
Where do you have LeVar?
I don't know.
You know, Pete being a little bit younger doesn't know LeVar well and wasn't really sure.
I was
sure
originally going to have him a little lower, but Mitch told me to bump him up.
But I bumped him up. I mean, he was pretty dominant. He had three
really good seasons. He had one really, really good season. 2002, he was great.
But if you're arguing Robert, who had one and a half good seasons.
Yeah.
LeVar had three pretty one very dominant, two very, very good seasons. I don't know where would you put Arakpo ahead of LeVar? I don't think so.
No.
Yeah, Arakpo was good for 4 years.
Sheriff's a tough one because as a first-round pick, he's been great, but
being
picked being where he was kind of crushes, kind of hurts.
I think Carrick, I think.
The top four, I don't know if you can really move those. I mean, you could change the order, but I think that top four is pretty solidified.
The only change to me would, and I think it's 50-50, is Samuels and Trent.
Yeah, Chris was more dependable, but because of that neck thing, his career didn't have the longevity that maybe Trent will have.
It's a little early. It's early to say one way or the other.
Trent's had a lot of injuries.
Trent battles through a lot of injuries.
Right.
You know what I'll say is the Redskins run game.
Let's hear the top of this list just because, geez.
You want to hear some names?
Yeah, dude.
There are some names.
All right. So 15 was Ramsey.
Mm-hmm.
14 was Gardner.
50-50 Rod Gardner. 13, Josh Doctson. 12, Jason Campbell. 11, Landry, LaRon. 10, Carlos Rogers.
I think Campbell's ahead of LaRon Landry.
That's what I had. That's what I believe that's what I
Campbell
had,
Campbell was good. LaRon, that year his Achilles went crazy. He was like halfway to Defensive Player of the Year. And he was good as a rookie, too. He made the all-rookie team.
I don't know.
Campbell,
LaRon
I never
Landry
thought
was number one for pets. The monkey.
The snake? Didn't he have a giant snake?
He had a bunch of stuff. Yeah. Anyway.
So I thought Landry's star shined brighter than Campbell's meh numbers. I mean, Campbell's a fine quarterback.
So Jason Campbell, the man of four offensive coordinators in four seasons.
Yeah, dude. I mean,
that's not my fault.
Keep going.
I've already done the whole list like three times. 10, Carlos Rogers. 9, Jonathan Allen. 8, RG3. And then we're back to the top 7.
To me, the only move up is Jason Campbell jumps LaRon Landry and whatever.
Carlos Rogers is pretty good. If he could hang on to interceptions, his career would have been.
Yeah.
You remember all the excuses that we heard over the years? The
Didn't
eyes
he need
were
glasses
bad
or something?
He
yeah.
broke both. He, did, like, he broke both thumbs surgery when he was in college, and they never healed correctly, so he couldn't catch the ball after that.
When I tweeted this list out,
didn't he grab a bunch of picks the first year he went to the Niners?
He went and had LASIK his offseason between Redskins and Niners, and had six picks.
I tell you what, man, for 15 first round picks, you got maybe a Hall of Famer. Maybe.
A Hall of Famer.
Trent, maybe.
Sean was really good. Chris was really good. Kerrigan's really good. LeVar was really good short term. And then from there on, it's just good to.
I mean, solve. 3 years out of a first round, out of that high of a pick does
yeah,
not
out
do
of what
much
LeVar
good
was supposed to be.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, Arakpo's going to have a nice
Arakpo's
long career.
Still in the league.
Yeah, he's
going to
have a long
famer,
career. No Hall of Famer,
yeah,
but he's a solid player.
Kerrigan's a very good player.
I think Kerrigan and Arakpo's careers are going to be pretty similar at the end of the day when we look at numbers.
Yeah, but
Kerrigan gets a few more sacks. But
dude, Ryan's never missed a game. Arakpo missed seasons.
Absolutely, the durability matters.
Yeah, I mean, Kerrigan's never missed a game. He's never missed a start.
Yeah.
I'm trying to remember who the hell I was talking to. It was a player I was talking to, maybe in Minnesota or something. And they're like, man, that doesn't get enough conversation, that Ryan Kerrigan has never missed a start. Yep. It's remarkable. He's not, I mean, that's a physical position he's playing.
I'm not turning this into a Kirk Cousins discussion. I just was, that was my biggest, thing about
How long
Kirk
have we gone? 20 minutes with no Kirk?
Yeah.
That's a record, dude.
That was the biggest thing for Kirk, though, was his durability at quarterback with some of the hits that he took was pretty incredible.
Best ability is durability.
Absolutely. Availability.
Availability.
Either way.
Durability, it works.
But yeah, dude, Kirk played through some tough stuff. He took some shots in that Seahawks game, the Saints game. Remember, he got rocked. We're Kirk free today.
Pete. Yeah. Let's start going towards the combine.
All right,
let's
so
do it. Guess that combine. I
five
like this.
Redskins players. Can you guess them based on
for the record?
Their combine
I have not seen this yet either. So
okay,
I'm
good.
Interested.
So is it, hold on real quick, is it me versus Mitch? Are we working together, or is it like whoever gets it fastest? Let's start competing and then
all right,
see.
And then we might have to work together right on them.
Okay.
You know I like some competition. I usually beat Mitch and everything.
All right. We'll have...
In the last year, I have flipped the tables. I've beaten you in golf. I've beaten you in ping pong.
You're right. When I beat you in ping pong, you flip the tables.
No,
when I
beat you haven't beat me in ping pong.
In pool, he just takes the balls away.
Or he punches a wall.
Yeah.
Let's get at it, Pete.
This Redskins veteran totally dominated the combine in the mid-2000s.
Vernon Davis.
Yes.
Damn.
Correct.
Bang.
Vernon's 40-yard dash was 4.38. He had a 42-inch vertical, and he benched 225 33 times.
Whew.
That is a total domination
Vernon's,
of the combine. And Vernon's he still is in that shape.
Vernon's performance is clearly the most impressive, but Tischler getting that fast is pretty damn impressive, too.
I was doing some
You're
draft.
You're also cheating and looking at Pete's computer screen.
Well, also, they're blanked out anyway.
Right. Oh, good. I was doing some draft research helping Pete with it, but I never...
inside information.
Yeah. My draft was trying to figure out who was the best at each drill that the Redskins picked.
All right, keep going. If you get another one of these that fast, then something's up.
There's something you should know. Mitch hates research, though.
Player 2. NFL.com called this Redskin one of the fastest straight-line players to ever enter the at this position.
Pause. These are guys the Skins drafted? No, because they didn't draft Vernon.
It's current Redskins.
Current roster.
Yes.
All right, and this is straight-line speed.
Like Davis, he doesn't line up at a traditional speed position, but like Davis, there's no... Traditional speed position?
Running back. Not a speed position. Zach Brown.
The score is 1-1.
Hold on.
Yo, it's rapid fire.
Okay, fine.
It's so rapid fire.
Zach Brown ran a 4.5 40, which is faster
than... He's the fastest dude on the defense.
DeAndre Hopkins, Le'Veon Bell, and Kareem Hunt.
Zach Brown is not on the Redskins right now.
Yo, yes, he is. The new league year is until March 14th.
Okay, deal.
Check your calendar, bro.
To you.
All right, we're tied at 1 going into the third.
How many innings
There's
or
five.
Quarters? Okay.
This youngster is not an offensive lineman.
This youngster.
But he did put up more reps on the bench than all but four O-linemen did.
P-Ryan. You gotta say a full name, dude.
We never said
Yo,
that.
Yo, that's a rule. That's an obvious rule. It's Jeopardy rules. Who is Samaje Perine?
JP just grabbing
pulled that rule out of his
We
rear
said
end.
It at the same time, and I said the full name.
That's a tiebreaker. You said full name.
You want to each get a half point?
All right, each half point.
1.5 to 1.5 going into
Dubious,
the fourth.
But that's okay.
Perine benched 30 times. The next closest running back was 24. And as
Slightly
I was saying,
dubious.
He benched more than all but four O-linemen.
All right.
Player
this
4.
This is fun. We should do more games.
We should do more
if
games.
Taylor
I've
was
always
doing
been
this,
about
he'd be
games.
So mad because there's no way he'd be fast.
He'd be
I've,
so grumpy about
I've
it.
I've always been pro game. All right. Player 4. Only one other player at this Redskins position jumped as high as he did at the annual event in Indy. With a 41-inch vert, you can safely
Monte
assume,
Nicholson.
This man has no issue dunking a basketball. Who is it? JP? The ball
Trent Williams.
That was bad. Junior Gallet.
All right, clue.
Hold on.
Yeah.
I get another guess. He's guessed twice.
No. You guess. No, there's
I thought it was rapid fire.
Yeah,
we're
just go.
We're just...
All right.
The player, so he had a 41-inch vertical. The player who tied him was Sterling Shepard. What? This
Jamison
Redskins...
Crowder.
No.
Josh Doctson.
Correct. Josh Doctson. And Mitch is up 2.5 to 1.5. This
All
final
I can do
question.
Is tie it.
Best
no,
you can do
this
is
This final question is worth 2.
Shut
Ooh,
up, Pete. Shut up, Pete.
Ooh, I like it.
We're just making up rules left and right.
Player 5 is a large man who moves like a small one.
Trent Williams.
No. During his
time. Ty Ensekhi.
During his time.
Morgan Moses.
Let me finish. During his time in Indy, this defender posted the best 3-cone drill time out of anyone in his position, proving he has no problem changing direction at a moment's notice.
Ryan Kerrigan.
No.
Terrell McClain.
No, you're both kind of warm, though. Kind of heating up.
Stacy McGee.
Nah.
Anthony Lanier.
Nah.
Preston Smith.
There we go. And JP steals it. JP Finley.
For the record, I'm playing this game under protest.
That was tremendous.
Steals it.
No, dude. Pete has had back-to-back strong podcast ideas.
You stole. Yeah, that's fine. I don't. But that last game
was
stolen. You stole the half point on P. Ryan. And then you stole that point.
The half point was a legit theft, but I won it outright.
We're
going
to submit that
two.
To review in the league office. But yeah, that was a fun game.
All right, time to call it. That was fun, dude.
I've always thought this podcast, it's really good. I thought I could use a few more games now and again.
All right, stop talking now, Pete. You're
sorry.
Doing good.
Yeah. Sorry.
Maybe we should have more games.
I'm on board with it.
That was like fun.
It.
Especially
right.
since the offseason
is
gone.
If we have Tuesdays with Taylor with jokes... We should do Thursday games.
Tuesdays with Taylor jokes is not a thing.
It should be.
Not to mention that the podcast comes out Monday, Wednesday, Friday, and you're on Tuesday, Thursday. What the hell are you talking about? All right, man. Combine week. Everybody ready?
I'm pumped.
I'm going to get some tight-fitting clothing. I'm going to go run some 40s, drink some 40s, a little bit this, a little
Should
bit that.
That could be something.
That'd like, be a funny. Good bit.
The podcast party could be fun.
No, no, let me 40s at the podcast
party. I'll do combine drills.
I just mean a drinking combine.
I'll do combine drills. Let's I did them in New York.
Yeah.
My vertical's legit. It was legit, Mitchell.
Did you even get the bottom wrong on
it? Dude, I think my vertical was like 25 inches.
I could.
Which at 36, I'll take it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'll give it to you.
I think I still have a little speed in these legs, too.
Yo, you might have a little speed. I'm just worried about the hamstrings holding up.
Well, and my ankle will just shatter.
40 yards is a long
run. Remember that Richmond 2 years ago training camp where I went deep, made a catch, and then my ankle was just like toast for 2 days.
You've been icing it forever.
So. I've been icing it since I was 19.
Yeah.
This has been fun. You want to take us out, Pete?
Thanks for listening, folks. Check out NBCS Redskins all week for your first couple of matchups. And if you made it this far, I owe you a shot of strawberry
Christ,
banana
Pete.
Vodka.
Pete, you ruined it.
Blow it every
such
time.
A loser. Mitch, say the thing.
If you made it this far, we owe you a beer.
I owe you a beer.
Orsman opened its first car dealership in 1921. Now, over 100 years and many dealerships later, Orsman of Virginia can proudly say that when it comes to your car buying needs, if you want it, we've got it. Saving, selection, and service? Check. Lifetime engine guarantees? Check. Loaner cars and free car washes? Check and check. See, over the past 100 years, we've learned that to succeed in business, we've got to keep our customers happy. And that's the Orsman story.
Orsman, Kia of Alexandria. Let's ride together.
Orsman opened its first car dealership in 1921. Now, over 100 years and many dealerships later, Orsman of Virginia can proudly say that when it comes to your car buying needs, if you want it, we've got it. Saving, selection, and service? Check. Lifetime engine guarantees and car washes? Check. Loaner cars and free Virginia inspections? Check and check. See, over the past 100 years, we've learned that to succeed in business, we've got to keep our customers happy. And that's the Orsman story.
Orsman Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram. Let's ride together.